Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 289, Stay on the Vine, John 15, verse 4. Let this land abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Sit with that for a moment. What stops me first in this verse is that Jesus doesn't open with a command. He opens with a mutual invitation. He doesn't just say, stay in me. He says, and I in you. Those three words shift everything. This is not a religious obligation. This is a two-way home. A dwelling he is building inside you just as surely as he invites you to live in him. He is not standing at a distance asking for your compliance. He is moving in, and that, my friend, is a remarkable thing. Now think about a branch. Think about a vine. The branch does not strain to produce fruit. It doesn't calculate, doesn't push, doesn't exhaust itself trying to manufacture something. It simply stays connected, and the sap rises, and the fruit comes. Jesus chooses this picture on purpose, because he knows how we live. We wake up already measuring ourselves. How am I going to be patient today? Where is my strength going to come from? How do I keep being good when I feel empty? And his answer is gentle, but it cuts right through. You were never meant to generate that fruit on your own. You just need to stay connected to the source. Because the sap that feeds the branch does not originate in the branch. It comes from the root. And everything that Jesus is, his patience when yours is gone, his peace when yours has slipped away, his generosity when you feel you have nothing left to give, all of that wants to flow into you today, not as a reward for trying harder, as a gift, as life that rises freely when the branch holds its place. And then comes the line that might sting at first, but is actually the most freeing thing in the passage. Without me, you can do nothing. Jesus is not saying that to shame you. He is saying it to take a weight off your back that was never yours to carry. You do not need to manufacture goodness out of thin air. You do not need to perform your way through the day until you break. You just need to stay on the vine and let him work from the inside out. But there is one more layer here I don't want to rush past. Abiding in Christ is not just a spiritual technique. It is an act of love. It is choosing to stay near the one who first came near to you, who stayed, who did not leave, who is not leaving now. It is not religious discipline. It is the daily yes to a living relationship. And that yes, spoken in the morning, spoken in the tired middle of the day, spoken even when you feel nothing, that yes is what keeps the branch on the vine. So today, before breakfast, before the phone, before the noise of the day pulls you in, sit down. 2 minutes. Place your open hands in your lap, open, not clenched, and say out loud, Jesus, I am abiding in you today. Say it with conviction. Say it like someone who is handing the day to the right pair of hands, and then let him carry what comes next. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.